This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The worldwide death toll from the COVID-19 pandemic is now 350,000. As the United States pushes toward its own grim milestone, nearly 100,000 deaths from the coronavirus. The global death toll comes as South Korea announced Wednesday its highest number of new cases in 49 days. The country was an early hotspot for the coronavirus outbreak, but now barely ranks in the top 50 in terms of confirmed infections. Brazil has emerged as a major source of concern, trailing only the United States in the number of infections. On Tuesday, it reported the most single-day deaths in the world, with 1,039, its fifth consecutive day atop that list. Meanwhile, more than 2 million South Korean students returned to school on Wednesday morning in the latest stage of the country coming out of its coronavirus lockdown. Extra precautions were taken, with parents and children having their temperature checked as they arrived on school grounds. High school seniors returned to class last week after being out for 2 months. For the first time in nearly a decade, two U.S. astronauts will launch on a mission to the International Space Station. The NASA astronauts will be on board the SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft. The mission is the final part of the testing phase of NASA's work with private companies to return to launching Americans in space. Since the retirement of the space shuttle program, NASA has relied on partnering with the Russian Space Agency in order to send U.S. astronauts to the ISS. President Donald Trump will be there to watch the launch on Wednesday. This is VOA News. Hong Kong riot police put up a blockade around the city's legislative building Wednesday as lawmakers prepared to debate a controversial bill. The bill would make disrespecting China's national anthem a crime. Thousands of protesters gathered in the city's business district shouting pro-democracy slogans and insults at police, who in return fired pepper pellets at the demonstrators. The global financial hub was engulfed by massive and often violent anti-government protests during the last half of 2019. They were sparked initially by a controversial extradition bill that eventually evolved into a demand for greater democracy. The debate over the national anthem bill coincides with a proposed national security law unveiled last week in China's National Congress that would prevent and punish acts of secession, subversion, or terrorism activities. The law would also allow Chinese national security organizations to set up agencies in Hong Kong. President Trump is threatening to retaliate after the social media platform Twitter tagged a pair of his tweets with a fact checker on Tuesday. The unprecedented alert on his personal account was about mail-in balloting. It prompted the president to accuse Twitter of interfering in this upcoming presidential election and of, quote, completely stifling free speech. When those viewing President Trump's flagged tweets clicked on the warning placed by Twitter, they were taken to a notification that read, Trump makes unsubstantiated claim that mail-in ballots will lead to voter fraud. One media expert tells VOA Twitter is right to flag incorrect information, but they walk a fine line between fact-checking and being accused of censoring political speech. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has invited Russian President Vladimir Putin to take part in a summit on the coronavirus vaccine. The Kremlin said no decision has been made yet on participation as of Wednesday. The British government will hold the Global Vaccine Summit 2020 on June 4th. The summit aims to mobilize resources needed to ensure universal availability of the vaccine against the novel coronavirus. The World Health Organization's executive director is warning that the world remains in the midst of the coronavirus outbreak as some countries rapidly reopen while others are struggling to contain it. Dr. Mike Ryan said cases were climbing in South America, South Asia, and in other regions. He says the disease can jump up at any time and warned North America, Europe, Southeast Asia, and other parts of the world not to relax measures too quickly. VOA Remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.